Welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, the Swedish government is asking its parliament to increase the statutory limits of EKN, the Swedish Export Credit Agency, by 5 billion euros, according to an EKN spokesperson. And ABO Wind has reached financial close on two of the five projects it is developing as part of a 41 megawatt wind portfolio in France, with the debt for both projects provided by SARLB. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, US Exim is eyeing up the expansion of its reinsurance program and is looking to the capital markets to shoulder some of the risk. Bangladesh Railway has signed a contract with United Enterprises to design, build, finance and operate a 500-bed hospital and medical college in Chattogram. MIGA has issued a $14 million guarantee covering the equity and future earnings of the 15-megawatt Tena River Hydro project in the Solomon Islands. And the Asian Development Bank has announced an initial $6.5 billion package to help countries in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Over in the commodity finance industry, Shandong-based aluminium producer China Hongkui Group expected to sell off coal-fired power generation assets for 3 billion yen as it prepares to move almost one-third of its capacity to hydropower-rich Yunnan province. Brazil's state-owned oil company Petrobras has postponed the deadline for qualifying in the non-binding phase of its 51% stake in gas distribution company Gaspetro. And Norwegian energy company Equinor has appointed Jens Oakland as acting head of its new energy solutions business that includes renewables. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.